This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in. Stay a while. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and somehow this show is in 400 cities across the country. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Seton's got the honors with the poll question. Play of the day, stat of the day, as always, brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And by the way, Dan's deals back again starting next week. Some of your holiday shopping can be taken care of. And we hooked you up for Mother's Day. You took advantage of that. You can sign up for the Dan Patrick Show newsletter, available daily at 6 Eastern, and you'll get first access to all the savings. Got some great items once again. So danpatrick.com. Put your email address in the box that slides out, bottom right corner, and you are good to go. This first hour brought to you by our friends from Kings Hawaiian. They want you to have every Sunday a Slider Sunday, and you can do that with family and friends and football. College rankings came out, I think, to a lot of people's surprise. Ohio State, still number one. They struggled against Rutgers in the first half. Georgia, number two. Then it's Michigan, Florida State, Washington, Oregon, Texas, and Alabama. Also, Michigan goes on the offensive, accusing other Big Ten teams of sharing their signals. We'll talk about that coming up. MAC football, once again, coming up tonight. Celtics, 76ers, Warriors at the Nuggets. That'll be some of the headline games there. Also, a so-called report about Bill Belichick that sounds a little bit more like an opinion than a report. And we'll talk to the number one high school recruit in America, Cooper Flagg. He's going to Duke. He's 16 years of age, grew up in Maine, now playing in Florida, and he is going to go to Duke. He's already been introduced to LeBron James. He's already played scrimmage basketball with some of the Celtics, including Jason Tatum. And he doesn't sound like he's afraid of anybody. He'll join us coming up a little bit later on in the program. All right, Seton, what's the poll question to start out this Wednesday morning?
Okay, well, do you want something that the room is currently debating? Maybe we can start with what might be the lead today.
Okay.
Better breakfast sandwich, bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, and cheese, just straight up egg and cheese.
Okay.
You're free to remove the cheese if you're lactose intolerant.
Is it? We don't say somebody's lactose tolerant, do we?
I'm very tolerant of lactose. I am.
You embrace it.
Yeah, I do prefer lactose.
Yeah. Not many people say, "Hey, I'm lactose tolerant."
Yeah.
It's intolerant.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're ordering breakfast sandwiches. I put the.
Do you see their morale just blow the roof off this place? It like literally.
I know. Yeah. These little things that I do, just giving. That's all it is. I go in the back and the big German has the menu out and he goes, "What do you think?" And I go, "Yeah, ask everybody." So we got breakfast sandwiches coming
in. Let's
go. All right.
Let's go.
I'm not a big breakfast guy, but bacon, egg, cheese, I'm good. I mean, it seems like a means to an end. Yeah, Paul.
When you lived in New York City, though, the local bodega, the local deli, you walk down, get a little breakfast sandwich, start your day. That wasn't your thing?
I wasn't getting up that early that I would have breakfast. But, yeah, I'm not a breakfast guy.
I'm a massive breakfast guy. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, not a brunch guy. Don't do any of that stuff. No. Yeah. Big in New York. Brunch, big in New York.
Very social.
Oh, my goodness. Where are we going for brunch?
This is some of my favorite social media posts is people hammered at, 11:30, stumbling drunk because of the bottomless mimosas at whatever place on Bleecker Street.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
They say breakfast is the most, I don't know who they is, but they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day to get you going and all that. But does it matter what you're eating for breakfast or as long as you're having some kind of breakfast?
Whether I don't know.
Whether it's a parfait yogurt or chocolate chip pancakes with syrup and butter on it.
What do you think, Todd?
Yeah.
I think that as long as you're having breakfast, go to it. All right. Have 9 scrambled eggs, whatever you got to do.
All right. Yes, Paul.
I've been working with Todd for about 2 decades now. To my knowledge, he's had breakfast 3 times in those 20 years.
Do you remember the menu for those 3 times? Like exactly what Todd ate?
Yeah, but you're obsessed with what Todd eats.
I find his eating habits or lack of eating habits fascinating. When he gets to the building, I don't know what he eats before he walks in the morning, but I don't think he eats when he gets up until he's on the ride home to Jersey Mike's.
You can stop with you're obsessed with Todd and period.
Yeah.
And then the umbrella, that's sort of the umbrella statement. And then underneath that, it's what he's wearing, what he's eating, what he's saying, what he's driving, what he's doing on the weekend.
He has no hair on his legs. I mean, there's a lot of things.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, a million things.
Todd's arms, all of that. Yes.
Hey, what do you got there, Tyler? Oh, God. Here we go.
Okay. So,
what do you got there?
Fair.
What other poll? Hey, let's go. What's the other poll?
Sausage,
question?
Egg, and cheese, by the way, should be the winner of that poll question.
Okay.
All right. How about this one? This is actually the B topic today. Would you rather know, Jim Harbaugh's knowledge in the alleged sign-stealing story?
Scandal.
Or who commissioned the investigation into Michigan allegedly stealing signs?
So what we're asking is, do we want to know if Jim Harbaugh knew, or do we want to know
why Ohio State did this?
Sorry.
Is this on?
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
That's on. That's Buckeye fans, that's Seton O'Connor. Or do we want to know who turned in Jim Harbaugh? Right? Who started the investigation?
Exactly.
Who gave this to the NCAA? Who went, here you go, because that's what you need to do for the NCAA to investigate. You basically have to say, we're going to do the entire project for you. You can just take credit when it's all said and done. Scandals are nothing new to football. We've seen this before down through the years. The NCAA officially served Michigan documents outlining their findings. And findings, and then you got some rivals here in the Big Ten that may have just opened Pandora's box. You're always trying to get an edge, and I get that. You bend the rules a little bit. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, as the great baseball player Mark Grace once told me. Nothing is official right now, but Michigan is now sending, it's like a counterattack. They have sent evidence that the school believes Ohio State, Rutgers, and Purdue have all engaged in communication around the Wolverine signals, sharing what the Wolverine signals are. Now, that's not illegal. How did they get those signals could be illegal, because that's what Michigan is up on as far as charges go. Michigan not going down without a fight. Probably hear something today how Michigan is going to respond to whatever investigation, whatever information, whatever Michigan wants to say to the Big Ten office. If they say, hey, you know what? This happened. It was a rogue employee, but Coach Harbaugh is willing to sit down 2 games. In fact, Penn State and Maryland. And then if you want to fine him, I think they can fine him up to $10,000 and suspend him for 2 games. If you go for more than that, then I think Michigan is going to fight this in the courts. And by the time that it's, heard in the courts, if it even gets there, the season will be over. The Big Ten doesn't want Michigan under the microscope, not in the playoff picture. Now, Ohio State fans, I'm sure do. But it's in the best interest of the Big Ten for Michigan to continue to be able to play. If we just look at the bottom line, which is the financial part of this, everybody shares. If Michigan plays for the national title, the money that you get playing in those 2 bowl games That's going to be a windfall for the Big Ten. But is the Big Ten going to go to the mat with Jim Harbaugh? Is Harbaugh going to admit anything? Because so far, he's like, I didn't know anything about this. Well, how can you not know anything about this? Somebody on your staff had to know something about this. If you had somebody who was gathering information, traveling to games, who's he sharing that information? It's not like he went back to his house and went, I've got all of this information. And then what? He wanted to share it. He wanted to impress the coaching staff. And all of a sudden, if you're getting results. Now, here's the other thing. If Michigan did cheat, this is under the sportsmanship, the integrity rules that you have in the Big Ten. Now, that's a vague kind of clause that they have in there. Vague charge in there. Sportsmanship, integrity. Should they be able to keep these wins? Do you forfeit these wins if you were cheating? When did you cheat? When did you start cheating? I mean, there's still, but there has to be due process. You got analysts who are speaking out of turn saying that Michigan should be, you know, Jim Harbaugh suspended the rest of the year. Michigan shouldn't be able to play in a playoff game. Let's have due process here. It's not time for hot takes. If Michigan's guilty, then they should be punished. You know, the fact that Michigan is saying, hey, well, they're doing stuff. That's usually what happens when you get caught doing something. And then you say, well, he's doing it too. And then you decide if you want to punish anybody in this situation. So it's a fluid situation going on with Michigan. They have a game against Penn State, a game they could lose this weekend. I think they're only a 3-point favorite, maybe, at Penn State. So that would be interesting to see what would happen. What do you have, Paulie?
Michigan giving 5 to at Penn State.
Okay. But yeah, it's still going on, and we don't have anything that's really concrete. I don't know about this Connor Stallions guy. Was he on the sidelines? How did he get on the sidelines? He resigned. Why did he resign? Did you do anything wrong? If you didn't do anything wrong, why'd you resign? So I have a ton of questions here. And we don't have answers. But everybody wants to go to the bottom line. They want to go to the end of the story. You want to suspend Harbaugh? I couldn't care less. Suspend him. I don't care. But you have people who are picking sides now. There's pro-Michigan, pro-Jim Harbaugh, and then there's everybody else. Like, we're picking sides on this. How about we cover it? How about we report on it? How about we ask questions on this? Everything's a hot take, you know? And everybody wants to get to, you know, the end of the story and then wrap it up and then move on. How about we do some reporting? And there are some people doing some great reporting. ESPN and Yahoo Sports, The Athletic, they're doing some good things here. But this is a big story, potentially a really big story. Now, you can even have analysts who say the following. Well, it's a stupid rule. So is deflating a football, but it's a rule. And then when you break a rule and then you cover up, that's when it really hits home with the NCAA or the Big Ten. Jim Harbaugh has already issued a statement. He didn't know anything. Well, if you didn't know anything, you can't backtrack. You didn't know anything? This guy, did you ever talk to him? Who was he sharing the information with? If I'm the Big Ten, I bring in the offensive and defensive coordinator at Michigan. And I just say, guys, I need a statement. Make a statement. You guys want to go back and workshop it. Make a statement. Nobody knew anything about
you're
this.
You're going to give him a couple minutes to workshop
it? Yes, yes. They're all workshopped. But I need to have it on record that you got no information from this guy, Connor Stallions. And if that's the case, now we're going to let this play out. And if you share signals or information, that happens all the time. When you look at the underlings on coaching staffs, you got a lot of guys who worked with guys, cross paths with guys. Hey, I can help you. Oh, you're playing Michigan? Hey, keep an eye out on this. You know what? They like to do that. That happens all the time. Remember when some analysts came out and said that college coaches were ganging up on Colorado, giving Oregon information on Colorado? Oregon didn't need any information. All they needed to know was, when was Colorado showing up? What time was the game? Because they were going to rough them up. But you share information. These assistants do this all the time. But how did you get your information? And did you get it in the same means that Michigan did or is alleged to have? So I keep telling my guys that when we approach this story, I said, what is new? Because I want the audience to know, is there something really here? Instead of, hey, let's spend a lot of time. I find it fascinating because I just don't believe you can have a coaching staff and have somebody on your coaching staff you hired, and then you don't go, hey, where's Connor this weekend? Oh, he's at Central Michigan. What's he doing? Oh, he's just gathering information. Hey, don't tell coach. Okay. And then does the assistant coach go, hey, don't tell coach. I want to get all the credit. I mean, I got a Heisman Trophy candidate out there. Our defense is one of the top five in the country. I mean, now you start to look at Michigan. And look, they're a great team. But are you looking at those numbers differently? Should they be a top five team? Should you have a Heisman Trophy winner or candidate? Should you maybe forfeit games if you're found guilty? Like all of these things, I would want to know. At least if I'm the commissioner of the Big Ten. Tony Vitti just got there as the Big Ten commissioner.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, like we got two teams in the top five. And what? What's going on at Michigan? And then you have a conference call. All the coaches got on a conference call. Jim Harbaugh got off the conference call, although I wonder if he did. Because that'd be like, Mr. Harbaugh has left the phone, you know, conversation. Meanwhile, he's like breathing, going, oh, can you believe that they're saying this stuff about me? Yes, Marvin.
That's like when you call, somebody calls your house and your mom picks up. Hey, all right, mom, you can hang up the phone. All right, I'm hanging up the phone. Yeah, right. You guys are going where this Friday?
Yeah. I just want to make sure that when we present the story, we're advancing the story. Because everything right now is speculation, rumor, whisper, innuendo. Until you have hard facts with this, Michigan deserves the due process. Yes, Pauline.
A couple things. Yeah, you know, I'm looking all over. I cannot find the name of the law firm that presented the investigation to the NCAA. Because every story says a law firm was commissioned. Mm. And there's no stories that tell you what the law firm is, what state they're in. It's hard to find even that. There's also a lot of people that, let's say it's even the investigation, air quote, proves Jim Harbaugh didn't have knowledge of this as it was going on or during it. There's a lot of people who don't care about that. They'll say he should have.
But if your coaching staff benefited from this
right.
and had information that was surreptitiously gathered,
yep.
you're going to be punished.
The investigation of Pat Fitzgerald and with the hazing at Northwestern, the in-house investigation said, we have no proof that he had knowledge of it. Even with that, he got fired.
Yes, Eden.
That's the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howell.
Ah, okay. I'm going to give you a bloop on that. Let me take a break here. Everybody get their sandwich orders in? Because you're holding up my breakfast while we wait for your orders here.
Yes, you're going to be crabby about it,
yes,
too.
I am crabby.
I relate.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break here. Coming back after this Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Big Ten Saturday night, Michigan State, Ohio State. You can find that on NBC and Peacock. Here comes Saturday night, presented by Discover. All right. Any other poll questions that we might put out for the first hour?
Well, Dan, I could get you some early results on better breakfast sandwich, bacon, egg and cheese, sausage, egg and cheese, or just straight up egg and cheese. Right now, sausage running away with it, 56% of the vote.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Egg and cheese only getting 2%.
Okay. Now to the real poll question today.
That one we're going to throw up. Would you rather know if Jim Harbaugh knew or who sanctioned it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you guys. Would you rather know if Jim Harbaugh knew about all of this or who's the one that launched the investigation? Todd, I'll start with you.
I would like to know what Jim Harbaugh knows.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
I'm already almost positive I know the answer to one of those things, so I'd like to know who sanctioned it.
Of course. Marvin, what about you?
I feel the same way as Seton. I want to know who came up with this, who sanctioned this.
All right, Paulie?
I always want to know who the narc is.
Okay.
Always. Snitch. Put that on my tombstone.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would like to know who came up with all this information, gathered a lot of information, and somebody hired a law firm. We don't know the law firm. I guess Washington Post is keeping that their source a secret here, but there's a lot of moving parts here. I just don't know what direction we're moving. Sean in Grand Rapids leads us off. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, 510-195. Dan, I think you guys are doing a great job. I don't know. I think everybody's making a bigger deal than this. This happens in every sport, you know, and I think just because Michigan is like Michigan, they're making a big deal out of it. And I've been a Michigan fan since 1986. So, like,
Sean, what if Ohio State was guilty of this?
Oh, I'd want the same punishment that was going on and what's going on with Michigan. It's like everyone's got to be, you got to be fair, you know, it's like, yeah, Rutgers, Purdue, Ohio State, if you sold their signs, then it's a bigger issue than just Michigan. It's like a Big Ten issue, which is not good for the new commissioner, you know what I'm saying?
Well, thanks for the phone call, Sean. But if you're going to say, hey, you know, this is a witch hunt on Michigan, if Ohio State was guilty of this and you're a Michigan fan, you would want charges pressed against Ohio State. And sharing information is different than gathering information on your own. If Purdue, Rutgers, and Ohio State want to share information with assistant coaches, scouts, that happens all the time. But if you're going to go out on the sidelines and you're going to be camouflaging yourself, you're going to wear something that you don't normally wear to blend in on the sidelines, and you're going to gather this information. How long have you gathered the information, and who'd you give the information to? That's what I want to know. Who'd you give it to? How long you been doing it? I don't know if we're going to get all those answers, but it feels like that's sort of what hangs out there in the balance. And yes, we can all agree it's a silly rule, but they do this for the smaller schools who can't afford to send somebody on the road to scout, gather information. That's why you'll get videotape, game tape of an opponent. They'll give it to Middle Tennessee State. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, so stay with me for a second. So what Michigan's being accused of is advanced scouting, which is against the rules. Having someone in the stadium provide you information, that's against the rules. If Michigan's claim that the other schools like Purdue and Ohio State and Rutgers were doing this, that staffers from Purdue, let's say, were getting notes on Michigan science and then giving them to opponent down the road, Rutgers or Ohio State, that would still be someone, a person, in a stadium doing advanced scouting for another team. Right? Stealing signs. It's a different way of doing it, but it is the same thing. It is using a person in a stadium to get signs with his eyes and give that information to someone else for the benefit of winning a football game. It's apples and orange-ish, but there would have to be punishment for both, if it's true.
But you share information. Teams share information all the time.
The sharing's okay, how they obtained it.
But if I'm facing Michigan, I'm not traveling to a game that we're not playing Michigan. Therefore, I'm watching Michigan play. I gathered this information. We lost to Michigan. My buddy coaches at Ohio State. Hey, I got a couple things here for you.
I agree what you're saying, but still, the beneficiary would be the one that's cheating. Let's say Purdue got Michigan signals during the game that Purdue and Michigan is playing in September.
Okay.
They handed those signals off to Ohio State or Rutgers for a game a month later. Rutgers and Ohio State would still be using a person in a game from earlier this season in person to take Michigan's signals. It's not the sharing, it's how it was obtained. I know it's complex, but that's the spirit of the rule that Michigan's accused of breaking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's what it seems like to me.
But there's information shared every day by assistant coaches mm-hmm. around the country. Every day. They'll be like, hey, you guys faced Oregon. Can you tell me what to expect there? You know, what's some of the things that Nix is doing that you saw? You know, did you hear anything? What's the cadence like? You know, any signals that we should be aware of? That happens all the time. But if you're going to go there, you're going to record things, you're in disguise, that one feels a little harder to defend. Did you have sunglasses on and a fake mustache? Yes, I did.
That feels like a little tougher.
Yeah.
Gotta admit.
Yeah.
Gotta admit.
Feels a little more cheating than cheating-ish.
Well, it's the what Paul is describing is the problem with Spygate, right? The Patriots ultimately got in trouble, not for recording and using a video camera. It's from where they did it in the stadium.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do it from certain areas of the stadium, and you're not allowed to do it from other areas of the stadium. And that's what they ultimately got in trouble for. So you're still allowed to use video cameras and tape things. Then what's the difference if you do it from, you know, section 120 or section 320? Who the hell cares?
But this guy's on the sidelines.
Yeah.
That guy's on Central Michigan's sidelines, reportedly.
Oh, if all of that stuff is true, that is way different. This dude's pulling out disguises to get onto the sidelines. Way different.
Yeah, Paul.
I am curious, so I would love to ask someone who knows the rule implicitly, the Big Ten, and say, would it be a violation if the Purdue coaches were looking across at Michigan, taking their signs, and handing them off to an opponent down the road? Because I would love to have that information. Connor Stallions is one guy.
But I'm not stealing that.
You are.
I'm seeing that.
You're seeing it in person, which is, I think the rule says you can't advance scout in person. And you're using a different coaching staff to do it. It doesn't matter who you're using to do it. You're mm-hmm. using an opposing. I know it's very apples and oranges, but I think in the spirit, I don't know, someone who knows the rules better than me would have to do it.
It sounds loophole-ish here that we're trying to.
And that's what Michigan's trying to put forth.
Yeah, but Michigan pointing at, it's like when your brother does something stupid and then he blames you because you did the same thing, but you didn't get caught. He did it too. Michigan pointing fingers at everybody else doesn't exonerate them. And it almost sounds like you're guilty because you're going, they did it. Everybody's doing it. It's a stupid rule. Just like Deflategate. You should be able to, as the starting quarterback, have that football how you want it. We allow baseball pitchers, you know, they want a little bit more stick 'em on there. They want dirt on there. Whatever it is, we let you deal with whatever you want to deal with that baseball. With the football, we're like, no, you can't. It's got to be between this and this. Aaron Rodgers was on the show years ago. And what did he say? He overinflated the football. Nobody said anything about it. Nobody said, oh my God, did you hear Aaron Rodgers? He overinflates the football. He said it. But here's, you know, the problem with Tom Brady was they did it and then they denied it. They tried to cover it up. That's when Roger Goodell came to the rescue.
Allegedly.
To protect the sheep. Allegedly. Dave in Indianapolis. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. 215-59.
Yep.
I don't know what the college role of game tape exchange is, but in the NFL, you have to exchange your previous three games with your next opponent.
Yes.
That your video crew takes.
Yes, that's
the sideline
disclosure
and the end zone.
Yep.
And then you can, if you have coaches' friends on another team and you're not going to play that team, but they've already played a team you're going to play, they can send you the tapes anyway. You can get as many tapes as you can connive from the other teams.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. Yeah, we're learning an awful lot about a rule that nobody really thought about or cared about. And aren't we into the modern era of football where maybe we could just put information in a helmet and you don't have to really signal in? Right? This is going to happen like next year, and we're going to look back and go, gosh, Michigan got suspended. You know, Jim Harbaugh got suspended. It's like when you go back to Jim Tressel and the tattoo gate. Well, now your NIL could be a tattoo parlor. You know, I mean, at the time, oh my gosh, they're giving up their jerseys and they're getting free tattoos. That followed Jim Tressel. That cost him his career over something that seems silly. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Mike in Orlando. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, GP, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, first I want to thank you guys. A couple months ago, I sent a couple shirts in for you guys to sign with some barbecue rub, and I got them back this past weekend, and it's just awesome that you guys took the time to do that. So really, really appreciate that. And I need some advice from you and the Danettes. So let me paint a picture for you. I got a trip coming up next week. My wife and I and my son are going to London for a week with my best friend, his wife, and their two daughters. First night we're there, next Friday, England play Malta. Who cares? It's Malta. In a Euro 2024 qualifier. First night we're there. Me and my buddy want to go. We need to leave the wives at the flat with the kids on the first night we're on this vacation. First off, is it a good idea? And second, if we're given permission, should we reciprocate and let the wives go out one night without the kids?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a vacation. If you say to your wives, hey, this would be something that's on our bucket list. We'd really like to do this. And then, you know, if you and Joni want to go out the next night or any night and we'll take care of the kids, that'd be awesome. You know, just to, that's what a relationship is about. It's about kind of give and take and respect. So, yeah, Mike, you have my permission to go to Malta and England that Friday night you get there.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, that's it. That's how it's done. It's kind of a Judge Judy here. I'm just handing out, you know, what I think is right, wrong, punishments. Yes, Eden.
You know, we didn't find out how many and what the ages of the kids are, but if you really wanted to be a hero, you would take your kids to the game too and then let the wives have a night out, and then it's like you come away from that winning. You're down a few dollars, but you're ultimately winning the day even more.
Yeah, but why punish those kids and take them to England versus Malta?
Are you besmirching Maltese soccer? Not on my watch, Buster.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah. Are they the Maltese Falcons? Is that what they...
Malta's a country in itself, right? It's off Italy?
I think so.
Seems like a cool place.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I'd rather go to Majorca than I would Malta.
Oh, Majorca.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
Now, is Majorca part of Spain? Is it?
I think that's part of Spain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Marvin.
What if Mike in Orlando, what if his wife says, no, you can't go?
Well, then he just plays the Dan Patrick card. And then I call her, and then I say, come on, Sally, Let Mike go.
So when you say we can split custody,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. Do you remember when you start to see your relationship cracking? You know, yeah, Dan Patrick gave me, yeah, he gave me a hall pass.
Googling Maltese divorce lawyers. What are you looking at?
Jay in the Bay. Hi, Jay.
Still driving one of.
Howdy.
Hey.
85571, former dyslexic. Two questions for you, both Fritzy related. I've only listened via radio, so I have no idea what the Danettes look like. But I have always pictured Fritzy looking like Chris the Bear Falica from Big Noon Kickoff. I wanted to know how accurate that guess would be. And my next question would be, if you, for some reason, had to endure an entire show where Fritzy does one impersonation or character or voice, which impersonation, character, or voice would you choose? I personally believe we could use more Coach K.
All right. That's Jay from the Bay. Fritzy, it's Chris Felica, who used to work with us at the Mothership. You know,
like identical twins.
He okay, let's go around the room. Chris Felica works for Fox with their football show. You guys well aware of what Chris Felica looks like? Can you see any difference or similarities, Todd and Chris Felica, the Bear? Seton?
If you said that they were cousins, I'd be like, oh, I could see that.
Okay. Marvin?
Same cousins.
Okay. Paulie?
Both beefy, similar hairline. Chris Felica has glasses.
Okay.
I think me, Paulie from Rocky, rest in peace, and Chris Felica could be triplets.
Okay. All right.
I could play along, see?
Then Fritzy's voice, if he's going to...
I don't really do a Coach K. I'm not sure where that came from.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Paul.
I enjoy Fritzy's Kevin Harlan a lot. I don't know about 3 hours.
Yeah, I can't do that.
But if Fritzy said, the poll question, you know, I can't do Kevin Harlan. But if he would do little things as Kevin Harlan, that's fun.
We're up against a break. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
I couldn't do 3 hours. Can't do 3 minutes. Marge Simpson is pretty good.
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah. I'm actually going to be at the Garden for the Wemby game. Okay. I got an extra ticket if you're interested.
All right. Yeah, Victor Wembanyama at the Garden. You have to get a photo op with Spike Lee and Victor Wembanyama.
Yes.
You must. Right? If Kevin Hart is there.
Look like his child.
Oh, my God. Well, Spike Lee. Spike's not... He's probably, what, 5'6"?
His older child.
Yeah. Yeah. But you have to get that photo. It's like when you had Altuve and Aaron Judge, but this is even more dramatic. When you're around somebody 7'6", 7'5", like, we see tall people, and then you go, oh, my God. The first time I saw Manute Bol, he played against Patrick Ewing, preseason game. And when he came out, he had his warm-ups on. I thought it was a mascot who was on stilts. It was that, like, jarring. Now, Ewing is 7 feet. Manute Bol came out, and I thought he would take off the warm-up pants, and he'd have stilts on. And it was like, oh, they got a cute mascot there. Wow, that guy's up pretty high. And you realize that dude is 7'6". Yes, Eden?
Long before I worked in sports, I was on a radio show, and Manute Bol, we had him in studio because he lived in the area, and he was the first person I had ever seen who had to, like, significantly duck to walk through a doorway. He came into our studio. He had to bend down, like, a solid, I don't know, foot almost, just to get through the door, and he was the biggest human being I had ever seen in my life.
George Murison, when he came to the Mothership, and Georgie was 7'6", 7'7". And, you know, once again, you see tall people, big people. There's a picture that went viral. Kevin Durant is standing next to Victor Wembanyama. Now, Durant is at least 6'11", if not 7 feet. Victor Wembanyama looks 7'8". He looks remarkably taller than Kevin Durant. And also, Kevin Durant, when he first came in, was really, really, really thin. Victor Wembanyama is thin, but he has definition. He's got some... Kevin Durant did not. You truly thought if somebody opened a door in an arena, Durant may fall down. No muscle tone whatsoever. Now, he's become one of the greatest scorers of all time. But I think Victor Wembanyama, his build is a little overrated, that, oh my God, he's got to bulk up. there's certain guys who can and certain guys who can't. And I think with Durant, he hadn't really bulked up. He's got some definition. But Victor Wembanyama, he's going to be fine. All right, we'll come back. Got our play of the day right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
And Ray J. Dennis. Here's a steal on the inbounds. And oh my gosh! A dunk at the other end by Eve Missy. He stole the ball and he jammed it at the other end.
That's courtesy of Learfield Sports. Number 20 Baylor defeats Auburn. Auburn. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Mercedes. The all-electric EQB sedan from Mercedes-Benz. Hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It recharges you. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE. Update the poll results, if you can, Seton, from the first 49 minutes of this program.
Yeah, Dan, better breakfast sandwich. Bacon, egg and cheese, sausage, egg and cheese, or just straight up egg and cheese. Right now, 56% of the audience have sausage, egg and cheese. And then we have, would you rather know Jim Harbaugh's knowledge or role in the alleged sign-stealing scandal, or who commissioned the investigation?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it is 51-49.
Oh, okay. They don't even know the law firm that provided, that jump-started this. The initial Washington Post report cited a law firm. No names attached to it. We don't even know the law firm here. Once again, there's so much of this speculation, rumor, innuendo, kind of reporting, but really we haven't dug down deep enough to get to the core of all of this. Dwight in Iowa. Hi, Dwight. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 6'2", a Husky 245.
Husky.
Circling back around the sign stealing, as a Hawkeye fan, the Iowa fans want to know, have you guys heard of anybody sneaking into the Kinnick Stadium to sign steal our 131st ranked offense? I don't know if that's out there, if anybody's heard of that.
Secondly, I haven't. I don't know. Does your offense even have signs? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't think I'm just curious if you found anybody sneaking into Kinnick. But so the question is, it's just kind of ridiculous. As a football fan, we live in a technology age. Why can't they just put radio helmets in these kids' quarterbacks and the defensive signals or offensive?
They're going to. I would imagine by next season they will be in most of these helmets. I would think that, if you have that, then you don't have to worry about somebody stealing your signals. Yes, Paul.
Again, the bigger teams in college football could already afford this technology. This is similar to the rule with advanced scouting. They have to make sure that every college football team can afford it and put quarterback technology in the helmet so no one has an advantage. So it's almost like the same rule again.
But how far down do you go? Do you go down to FBS? Are you going down to Division AA, NAIA, Division III? Like, how far do you go down to say, we want to make sure you have the same technology?
The story I saw said Division I teams. What, there are about 125 or so, or maybe more than that. I think there's about 125 D1 teams.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know the cost of that, to put it in the helmet for a quarterback. Tom in New York. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Great.
5'11", 150. I had a little bit of a different experience. I actually was a manager for a D1 softball program in college. And I can see how someone like Jim Harbaugh, for example, wouldn't necessarily know what a low-level staffer would be doing. Because plenty of times I would go to other softball games, just being a softball fan, for example, and I have take my own information on other pitchers and stuff and bring it back to the coach and, you know, give information like that. He wouldn't necessarily know where I got it or whatever like that. He'd just be like, oh, okay, this is cool information. But at the same time, you know, as a head coach, you definitely are going to see that information and you're ultimately responsible for it. So just want to throw that out
there. All right. Well, thank you, Tom. You know, there are guys on every baseball staff in Major League Baseball, and they have one guy, and his job is always to look if somebody is tipping their pitches, if there's anything that you can be aware of, if somebody, you know, we picked up their hit and run sign, we picked up their steal sign, we picked up, you know, they's tipping his pitches. That happens in baseball all the time. That's not illegal. Now, what the Astros did, illegal. The Red Sox did, illegal. This is different if you have somebody on the sidelines going to these games, gathering information. Once again, who is he giving the information to? Does that offensive or defensive coordinator, if that's who he's sharing the information with, at any point say to Jim Harbaugh, you know what? Got the signals on Ohio State. Oh, you know what? Found this out. Now, does Jim Harbaugh go, thanks, I don't want to know? Or does he go, wait, how did we get this? Oh, we had somebody who went to the game, and he saw the signs, and he videotaped them. More on this coming up next hour.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.